Friday, baby. Welcome, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. June 29th, a true summer Friday. Temps in the 90s, gonna get up to feeling like triple digits over the weekend. I am not complaining, especially after a winter that seemed like half the year. Really fun show today. We kick things off with my donuts, which caused an uproar amongst my coworkers. Apparently, I'm cheap because my donut shelf life extends further than everybody else in the studio. Screw them. You know what? I'm not a quitter. You can quit on your donuts. I appreciate them. Cheap or frugal? That was the question at hand, and we went to you guys for the answer. Pornhub is in the news, and we also took a look at some fireworks and explosions as we approach the 4th of July holiday. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, we turn to, well, our main instrument in radio, our mouths, and combine them with the other instruments that you're accustomed to hearing on a classic rock station. I think you could qualify the result as wonderfully terrible. Mouth music is what we had for you in the 7 o'clock hour. Then at 8:10, we were joined by comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo, who was mostly the former in this interview. A really fun show. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a great weekend. I feel like I should be putting on suntan lotion already. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to apply some. You just sit there, relax, and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
Comedian Tom Rose was here, who at one time claimed he had a drinking and a cocaine problem, and he's recovered from that. He's out of that, and he's replaced it all with donuts.
Yeah.
Right. And Dave offered him a donut yesterday, and he goes, "Oh, store bought?" And he goes, "Yeah." And Dave goes, "But they're 2 days old." And being the elitist that Tom was,
he scoffed at my two-day-old donuts.
Guys, but let's clarify. Let's clarify your 2 day old donut, which it was 2 days old to you or here.
Don't provide context.
No. Right? But when you bought them, you bought them on sale.
Of course I did. Everything I buy is on sale.
They were always right. So they already were like 2 days old.
When I shop, I look for the yellow sticker. If there's not a yellow sticker, I'm not buying. So they're 2 days old, and 2 days old on top of that. They're still delicious. You just got to microwave them.
Do we want to cheap frugal him today?
Yes.
At 6:40.
Yeah.
At 6:40, we're going to cheap frugal Dave. We got to figure out, you know, because there is, like my wife is like you. You know, she's frugal, although she will never. All right. My wife, if we buy cold cuts, if she doesn't eat them that day, she won't touch them.
Okay, see.
What?
All right, yeah.
That's not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
That's
it's
weird.
Ridiculous.
That's cold cut elitist.
Can I have four slices of turkey, please?
Right. Yeah, she might as well.
What, you put a whole pound in your mouth?
Well, she knows that I'll eat them, so it doesn't matter to her.
That's insane.
Right? You know, so, but she claims that I say she's frugal. She says she's value-oriented.
And I like that. I'm not cheap. I'm parsimonious.
Sure. Right.
You're eating week-old donuts!
Parsimonious.
We were poor!
We were all poor.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, we were talking about this early on the show. Yesterday, comedian Tom Rhodes was here, a really funny guy. He had a drinking problem, and he claimed that he had a drug problem as well. And he's gotten away from both, hasn't touched either in 4 years. Unfortunately for him, he has substituted it with a donut problem. Dave offered him a donut that he had brought in. He goes, "Oh, are they fresh?" And he goes, "No, they're a couple of days old." And Tom, being, I guess, a donut elitist.
Of course.
Right, passed off on it. But what we happen to know is when Dave has donuts that are a couple of days old here, they were a couple of days old when he bought them.
Yeah. It's true.
So
am I going to pay full price?
Yeah, I know. So we decided that this morning, right, we should test Dave, because this is research that recently came out, right, on whether you are cheap or frugal.
Oh, they've studied this.
All right. And so we're going to ask you some questions, and we will determine whether or not you are cheap or frugal.
Okay.
All right.
I know where I'm leaning.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know where you're leaning?
Yeah.
Don't let John's story sway you.
Okay. All right. Reusing tea bags or coffee filters. Do you do that?
That's absurd.
That's
absurd. You can get like 100 for 99 cents.
Okay. All right. All right. That would make you cheap.
I got to draw a line somewhere.
That would make you cheap. What do you got one, Steve?
No, you have the whole list.
I have the whole list? All right.
Okay. You guys are cheap. We're only printing one.
Right. Calculating your part of the group bill to the cent.
No, these are absurd so far.
Right. Yeah,
that's okay. No, right, I round up to the dollar,
Dave. Right.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, I wasn't sure the second one where you would go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, that's fine.
All right.
That would be cheap.
Regularly tracking the home thermostat.
Absolutely. I'm in total control of that.
All right.
I'll go back every half hour and check.
That will go under frugal. Okay.
Yes.
See, so I think that's cheap.
You think that's cheap?
Well, science doesn't.
Really? No. I agree with Dia. I agree with Dave.
All right.
Right? Because that's the, but at the same time, I'm the one in the house who's always screaming, why is it so damn cold in here? All right. How about regifting? Where do you stand on that? On regifting?
Oh, I'm a big regifter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of crap that we get here that I take home.
Yeah.
What?
That's a cheapie. That's a cheapie.
Guilty as charged.
Okay.
Wait, are our Christmas presents regifts?
No, I would never do that. Oh, you would know.
Lions.
Right. You see the crap that comes here.
Always tipping 15%. No matter level of the service, always tipping
15%. Well, actually, that's a lie, because I go above and beyond, John. I'm a 20%er.
Are you a 20%er?
Yes. As long as you do a solid job, if you're meh, then I'll go 15.
Okay, all right.
I'm pretty sure they set up a tent city to protest that, right? Yeah. The 20%ers?
Did they?
Yeah. All right.
I believe.
Let's see. How about buying off-brand food products?
Always.
We knew that one.
Yep.
We knew it was
There's rarely a difference. Right. Same factory.
All right. Eating food a few days past the expiration date.
Mm. Oh, a few days? I'll go a week on milk as long as it smells
really?
Good.
Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh,
smell test.
Oh, no.
Everything's fine.
No.
What, do you want me to go out and spend another $4 on a gallon?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you drink it or give it to your kids.
You know what
How
this means?
How are you drinking sour?
You know what this means?
Not sour. It's not sour.
No.
Smell it. It's fine. It's obviously sour.
Five calls says it all. Keep eating stuff beyond their expiration dates. Cheap or frugal? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Do you want to put in your 2 cents on this, Cindy? All right. What do you think? If you eat food past the expiration date, cheap or frugal?
That is frugal. Those dates are just a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I love you, Cindy.
Hang on. How long are we talking, though?
We're talking more than 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. You have to judge.
Do a quick taste test.
Yes, exactly.
Well, do a quick taste test. What if
simple.
It's bad?
You just tasted it. A little nibble.
Five calls says it all. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Dan.
All right, so the question at hand, we're trying to figure out, Dave, cheap or frugal, eating food days past its expiration date. Cheap or frugal?
Frugal.
Frugal.
Yes.
Cheap or frugal, Kevin?
Cheap is cheaper. Cheap.
Stu, cheap or frugal?
Definitely frugal.
Oh, man. 2-1. Raven, cheap or frugal?
Frugal.
Yeah.
Cheap or frugal?
Frugal.
Yes. Show me the save money.
Are you? Dave makes it.
These people. Are you kidding me?
They're my people. They're smart people.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Pornhub.
Love these stories.
All right.
Okay. Go on.
Pornhub has come up with a new feature on their online porn.
Sure.
Virtual reality?
No. Closed captioning.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
There's a demand. You know what they're saying.
There's a demand for this?
There is a closed captioning for some. I don't understand.
It's going to be a lot of vowels.
I don't understand. There are. Right? A lot of O's.
Yeah.
Right? In more ways than one. I mean, they just started. They've got 1,000 of their videos now that are closed captioned, you know, because you need to know that storyline.
Oh, the plot is super important.
You have to know. I mean, you know, what did they order on the pizza? You know, what's wrong with the cable? How much cleaner could the pool be?
Will
the babysitter take something other than money?
All right, but you're acting as if you're listening to it or watching it on silent.
Uh-huh.
Who watches it on silent?
Well,
who bothers to listen?
If
the wife's downstairs.
I speak English, so the last time I checked, if somebody is speaking it, I'm going to understand it.
Right.
I don't care
Steve
what they're doing.
Steve brings up a good point.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a solid point.
I've got audio.
Okay.
All right, this is actual audio from Pornhub's closed captioning.
All right.
This is, if you were to read it, this is what you would be hearing. You ready? All right, here are the descriptions.
A white woman in a cheap-looking red power suit sits next to a tall, lanky, white, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, gray suit, and a red striped tie.
Now, I gotta tell you something. I thought they were deaf. This sounds like they're blind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's weird.
It's all encompassing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly
covers
confused.
Every handicap. Not for you.
I'm going to start a new website, Braille Hub.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
List came out this morning of the safest and most dangerous states for the 4th of July, especially with fireworks. Did you put
Dude,
up that?
Dude, they're legal now here in Pennsylvania.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you don't got to go to Jersey anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Was it Jersey or Delaware? Because I thought it was Delaware is supposedly the safest state in the nation.
Oh, really?
For fireworks.
See,
right?
We always had to cross over from like Phillipsburg east into Phillipsburg to
right.
get ours.
All right. Well, it seems that the Delaware, who sells the majority of their fireworks to people in Pennsylvania, is the safest place in the country on the 4th of July, which means that on the 4th of July, it's probably the most boring place in the country also.
Yeah.
The most dangerous place is Oklahoma.
Well, it's kind of believable.
Yeah, yeah. And when the wind comes blowing down a plane, and the next thing you know, the fireworks are going everywhere. Right. Did you put up that video?
I will right now because it's worth seeing.
Cindy, some knucklehead, you've got to see this, right?
Okay.
He's got like a Volkswagen, like Rabbit or Golf or something like that. It's the convertible one, right? And it's got a small trunk, and he's got fireworks in the trunk, or at least that's what the story says.
Mm-hmm.
He takes one firework, he takes something, and he throws it in the trunk, and then slams it close. And they're you know videotaping this on their camera. Right?
Okay.
And the car, it looks like a damn bomb went off. The whole trunk is just explodes.
It's like a Michael Bay scene.
And I'm surprised that the whole car didn't explode because the gas tank should have been right under it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Russia now just means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Yesterday, after we got off the air, we're sitting in the office. And, you know, what are we going to do tomorrow? And, you know, we're working on stuff. And Bill Weston, right? Bill Tufloor, our program director, comes walking in and announces to us, you know what you guys should do tomorrow? And I said, okay, what? I mean, we're open to suggestions. This is why we sit here every morning after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, they're having the regional finals for the air guitar contest at Johnny Brenda's. Right? You guys should do something about that.
Duh.
So I suggested, and you know, as soon as we're done with that air guitar on the radio, we should have a ventriloquist come in, right? And that could be a lot of fun also. That would be even more fun than the hypnotist.
Right.
Now, mind
right.
you, this man runs the top two stations in the city.
Right, the top two stations in the city, and his suggestion is to have an air guitar contest on the radio. Okay?
Correct.
So, because we respect our program director... We figure, you know what, why not? There's got to be a way that we could work this into the show, right? And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you this morning...
Our Weakest Bit Ever by Bill Weston.
Mouth, mouth, mouth music.
Oh,
mouth,
God.
Mouth, mouth music. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
This is snappy.
Mouth music contest.
This is worth it just for the jingle.
Mouth music. Mouth.
Like, this isn't
music.
Like something he made. This is a song that was made by someone and was a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, this was previously. Oh, my God. This was a radio
this
song?
This is a radio song. It's actually called pop music, right? You know, by M, right? So.
We should say that we respect our listeners more than our PD.
Boy.
Right? So we switched his idea to something audio.
Right. So what we've come up is mouth music.
Right.
It's taking the concept of the air guitar contest, right? Except we've got to make the guitar sounds. All right.
Maybe we don't respect our audience.
We've switched it to something not much better than what our program director came up with.
But at least you could do it on the radio.
Right.
Yes.
All right. If
it translates.
If I'm sitting here doing this to a whole lot of love, well, what's that? Nobody knows.
Right.
John sees it.
You don't want to hear Steve and I describe.
Most of our audience is in cars right now. They're not going to like get on Facebook Live to see me going. Wah.
Right.
You know. Right. So that's why we're going to do mouth music. All right, now, and you're going to get the vote as to who's the best mouth musician, right? You'll text one for me, you'll text two for Steve, and text three for
Change
Dave.
Change the wording on that. It's not who's the best, it's who's the not worst.
Okay. Right. Who's the not worst? One for me, two for Steve, three for Dave, to MGK, and we'll give ourselves track. Right? We're all going
to
do the guitar parts. To these songs.
Right. It's like Isolation Booth, sort of.
Right, exactly.
And duck it down, and we'll be the star.
Right, okay. All right. So I got to, oh, God, I don't want to start.
You have to, but by the way, is anybody else thinking this right now that I almost, I'm not sure if I even remember the guitar. Yes, right. Because we've heard so much music today. That
I quick listened while John was doing the intro.
All right. I'm going with Led Zeppelin's Heartbreaker. All right.
Good choice.
Here we go.
Is that how it starts with that?
It starts with that.
I wish you could see our intern's face right now.
Breaker, right, Steve? What are you going with?
Ear breaker.
I chose "Welcome to the Jungle."
Lofty.
Part of it is because I think the high screech of the guitar in my mouth will sound horrible.
Are you ready? So if you like me, text one to MGK. MGK. You want Steve? You would text two. You ready?
I may be a little bit off beat to start, just to make sure that I get the word.
I went to the wrong song. Well, so.
This way, I get the music in my head before I start making an ass of myself. I'm ready. All right, ready?
Remember, Bill, you asked for this.
Yeah, right. I'm ahead.
You're ahead.
I gotta turn my headphones up.
Someone's strangling a cat.
Steve's guitar is all middle. Steve slash Alati.
God, I was Clapton in comparison.
Wow, you really were. I want lessons from John.
All right. It's come to you, Dave.
Okay. I was nervous. Not anymore.
You ready?
Yes.
What are you going with?
I'm going back to the song I identified yesterday for Dave's beatdown.
All right.
We're going Van Halen, Ain't Talking About Love.
All right, here you go. Right now, I'm voting for Dave.
Yeah, me too. If there's anyone left listening, it was, we thank you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there it was.
Mouth, mouth music. Mouth, mouth, mouth music.
Right, text one for me, two for Steve, three for Dave to MGK, MGK, and mouth music. Your idea, Bill. All your idea, Bill.
Do you think we'll have jobs after today?
I don't know. I wasn't planning to be there on Monday. Yes, for mouth, mouth, mouth music. Mouth, mouth, mouth music. Ladies and gentlemen, the poll went like this for this.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thanks.
I came in second place with 16% of the vote. Dave won with 84% of the vote.
Eddie Van Phalen.
Right.
Can you add them up, guys? What percentage does that equal, the 84 and the 16%?
I'm not a mathematician, but I'm pretty sure that equals 100.
100,
so right. What did I get?
Zero.
Ah,
you didn't get
no
a
votes.
Single.
I even single. Tried to vote for myself, and instead I voted for John by accident.
Because you're usually number
I'm
one.
I'm so stupid. Oh, my God. So
you won your first poll yesterday, which was unprecedented,
right.
And then life smacked you in the face and even things out again today.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Thursday, July 19th is going to be a very, very special night at Punchline Philadelphia, because that's the night that Frank Caliendo's coming into town. One show only, 7:30. Tickets available through punchlinephilly.com, and he is on the phone now. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, John.
Oh, we're singing today. Okay.
Yes, why not? That's the way my act is going.
It sounds like it's going a little Broadway there, to tell you the truth, Frank.
Sometimes there are moments in our lives that change us forever.
Now, if you could make that a rap, we'd call it Hamilton.
Right, there you go. I was going to say Barkley Karaoke. Because the thriller, night, those zombies gonna eat you. That's the great thing about Charles Barkley is he finally, I guess, came out of the karaoke closet, and I'd heard him do it before, and there's nothing worse than hearing Charles Barkley live, you know, and cats in the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy lads and the dog in the moon, and the grave there was a little man, Spud Webb was better than man. I love the honesty of Charles Barkley. I wish in this PC culture that we seem to live in, I'm always worried about what I'm going to say. I admire Charles Barkley for his honesty. He'll take his flack and then get on with it. But when he was talking about Draymond Green in the Western Conference Finals, and he just flat out said what he was thinking, I want to punch Draymond Green in the face. I'd never heard that in like an NBA telecast, any kind of professional telecast, right? That seems almost like something you'd hear on YouTube as a voiceover joke. But then the way he said it actually too is, I want to punch Draymond Green's ass in the face. Is that even possible? What is that? I don't even understand that anatomically. So, but his apologies, what I really loved, because that's where even more honesty came in. You could tell they made him apologize. And his apology was truthful. He's like, I apologize for Draymond Green having such a punchable face. And me recognizing that and not keeping myself from following through with what I want to do. It might be those fake brace commercials, whatever it does it wears on the teeth. You want to knock them in the face, knock those teeth back, and have to wear that retainer thing. That's what's crazy.
You know what's wild? You're telling the truth, and it still sounds like it's one of your bits.
Kind of is. I mean, see, that's where my act is coming from now. And at Punchline, that's what I'm working on, is taking more from actual truth instead of creating these scenarios.
Right.
Just coming from the reality and talking around it more. Uh-huh. And truth is so much better, I'm finding, because I have an honesty behind it. And so many times people have come up to me after shows, and it's usually women will be like, you got to talk about your family more. I love when you bring up your wife and your kids. And guys are like, do more voices, dude. So it's just kind of broadening my audience. I started to talk about my wife a little bit, my kids, my daughter, she's turning 12. I believe she's just gone through menopause. I'm not even sure what's happening there, but she's difficult at times. I love her so much, but she was really testing that. And then my son, he's about to turn 14, but I haven't seen him for 2 weeks because he plays a video game called Fortnite.
Oh, God, yes. Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's so addictive. I've never seen a game, anything. Like, we would play Pac-Man or we'd play Space Invaders, and you get stuck on that for a couple hours, but all it was aliens marching across. That was the whole game. Now they're immersed in the game. And for one thing, like, my son will say, hey, you want to watch me play basketball? I'll be like, yeah. Then he sits down at the Xbox. I'm like, that's not watching you play basketball. Although now they're kind of starting to make that an e-sport, right? So that is going, because kids who aren't that talented, who aren't 7 feet, can now have their parents watch them play
basketball.
And
make
crazy amounts of money. But then he'll try to do that stuff on the court, and then you'll be like, no, your vertical leap is in the negative numbers. You don't have hang time. So the game is so addictive that I'm trying to, Fortnite, I'm trying to get my son hooked on heroin just to get him out of his room. Is that okay? I mean, at least he'll meet new people, right? Yeah. He'll meet new people. He'll learn about commerce, precision with a needle. He might be a doctor because of it.
Frank Caliendo will be at Punchline Philly, a very special night, Thursday, July 19th at 7:30. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Hopefully we will see you sometime in the not-too-distant future, or at least talk to you again before this show happens.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.